I'm back, and you're now in the company of a biblical sweetheart. I'm yours truly, Aurea Kennedy, and you're tuned into part four. And so, yes, that's my vision of what I see. I want to say this, and for those parts of the communities that are, you know, considered low income, that are considered impoverished, it does not discriminate that there are children who are destined a bright future. It has to be instilled. It has to be, someone has to be a role model of that esteem. You know, I think about how children this year alone have been killed just trying to go to school, being approached and harmed, you know. And so something's definitely terribly wrong. And but you have to ask yourself, with such an alarming rate that this is taking place, we don't see a outcry of rage about what's already been done, what's already taken place already in the last, what, close to 4 years. We don't even see any outrage from fathers and mothers and grandmothers, grandfathers, aunts and uncles. We don't see any outrage, cry out for a resolution or help, you know. And so that concerns me, because at the end of the day, this is it's not about us as adults. This is about our future as a race. This is about a generation being lost at a significant rate. And there is not really any alarm of concern to a place where it makes everything stop. Like I was telling someone, we have the ability to make the country stop as a race, like the pandemic, because this is an epidemic that's affecting our people. And so stay tuned for part five.